This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Bill Boyster. He is the CEO of Hawker Beechcraft. Bill, you're in a bit of a dogfight with the federal government over the awarding of a contract to a competitor in a competition you thought you had a pretty fair chance at. Tell us about the AT-6 and why you're so upset about Embraer's Super Tucano winning the bid.
Well, Russ, thanks for having me. And to get right to the point, the light air support contract is key to the U.S. strategy of building partner capacity. We started 2.5 years ago working closely with the Air Force to define the requirements for the program and to further develop the attack version of the proven T-6 airplane. Just very briefly, the airplane is in U.S. DoD service with over 500 delivered to the U.S. DoD. Over 725 delivered around the world, 1,800,000 flying hours, and the AT-6 takes that proven airframe and integrates a proven weapon system from the A-10C, a sensor system from the MC-12W Liberty airplane, and drops all the current NATO U.S. weapons, both terminally guided and unguided, with great accuracy and efficient cost. So we were surprised to be excluded from the competition at what they call pre the award exclusion. Having worked that closely to develop the requirements, but also understanding that the requirements had been changing throughout the development program and throughout the RFP response period. So when we were excluded, we really did not understand why.
But it was a two-horse race. It seems unusual to go to the trouble of excluding one of the competitors when they could have just picked someone, right?
That's right. But the remedies available to an excluded party at the time of contract award have us scratching our heads as to why they did it. So we took our questions to the GAO. They reviewed the situation and did not decide to take an inquiry. So we are now in the U.S. Federal Claims Court with a suit that has resulted in the Air Force stopping work on the light attack support contract.
Well, what's the suit about? What is the essence of the suit?
The U.S. Claims Court is basically a process and procedural venue that determines whether the proper procedures and process were followed. So our premise in this suit is that the requirements were changing frequently, that the dialogue about our responses to the changing requirements was one way with the Air Force, and that there was a continual change in the time frame for the competition that viewed procedurally might appear to put us at an unfair advantage.
Are you saying the fix was in, that the Air Force wanted Embraer from the beginning?
Well, that'll be up for the court to decide. And we intend to press our view that we have the best airplane, that were 25% less expensive, at least, than the competition, and that in this particular environment, 1,400 U.S. jobs are at stake on this program. This is a U.S. built airplane, and so We intend to press our case on that basis, and it'll be up to the court to decide whether the process was fair or not.
Okay, Hawker Beach does lots of work for DOD. Have you seen a process like this before in your dealings with DOD?
We have not, and we do a lot of work. As you said, we've delivered over 300 trainers to the U.S. Air Force since 1999, now over 100 to the U.S. Navy since the beginning of last year. And we regularly supply the King Air platform in special mission applications for the DOD, and we've never seen anything like this.
Okay, well, there's some politics involved now, especially with the specter of lost jobs in Wichita. How's all that going? What are your political representatives saying?
Well, we have had very active and full support from the Kansas delegation, and interestingly enough, from several other members of Congress, as they've become aware of this, based on its similarity to the Boeing-Airbus competition on the tanker, and based on some of these elected representative sensitivity to the U.S. jobs, and particularly the U.S. manufacturing job initiative, we've had active support requesting disclosure about this competition from the Air Force since the middle of November, and we recently had an event here in Wichita where our Congressman Mike Pompeo spoke along with me, and we feel like we're getting very strong support.
Okay, well, when does the claims court start hearing the case?
Well, the case is in process for us at the moment. It's in process, and it's our understanding that it's on a track to be heard on what's called heard on its merits, and the results of their considerations of that will be available sometime before the end of March.
Okay, well, we obviously will be following this very closely. We appreciate your time. Know you're a busy guy, Bill. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.